USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael has strengthened from a 1 to a Category 2 storm now, and it's expected to become a 3 by the time it reaches the Florida Panhandle sometime tomorrow. The hurricane currently located just under 400 miles south of Panama City, Florida. A short time ago, Florida Governor Rick Scott held another briefing.
We have declared a state emergency in 35 Florida counties. This allows state, federal, and local emergency managers to be able to quickly respond to this disaster.
The remnants of Michael expected to then bring heavy rains to the Carolinas, which are still waterlogged after Hurricane Florence. President Trump's to discuss the economy in Council Bluffs, Iowa today, and is expected to make an announcement about ethanol-infused gas as he's looking to end a ban on summer sales of that blend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
About 2,500 mourners turned out last night near Albany, New York, to remember the lives lost in Saturday's horrific limousine crash. 20 people were killed, 18 in the vehicle, 2 pedestrians. Investigators say the driver didn't have the right license, and the limo had been sighted and was supposed to be off the road.
I believe that they had tried to hire a different vehicle, but it canceled for some reason, so the subject in charge of this excursion scrambled and found this company to satisfy their needs.
That's a New York State Police spokesman at a briefing late yesterday. A tweet that appears to call for the killing of new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has landed a special education teacher in Minnesota on paid administrative leave for now. The FBI confirming it's aware of the tweet on Saturday, which has since been deleted. A sheriff saying also they were aware of the tweet, but neither the office nor Rosemount police were currently investigating. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump wants Chicago to start using stop and frisk to combat the city's violent crime. Speaking yesterday to the International Association of Chiefs of Police in Florida, the president said he's directed the Attorney General's office to head to Chicago to help with the situation on the ground there. Trump wants them to work with local authorities to change the deal the city entered into with the ACLU and convince them to strongly consider stop and frisk. The mayor, Rahm Emanuel, rejecting the president's call, saying stop and frisk would damage an ongoing effort to repair public trust in the police. The International Monetary Fund cutting growth forecasts for the U.S. and China as a trade war between the two massive economies continues to heat up. The IMF's head economist saying fallout from the dispute could cause damage in other nations around the world. The White House having placed tariffs on around half of the products China exports to the U.S., and Beijing has fired back with tariffs of its own. The IMF's predicting that while economic growth will remain steady, it won't be as robust as was earlier forecast. And the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Class of 2019 have been released this morning. First-time nominees this year, 80s rockers Def Leppard, Todd Rundgren, Devo, and John Prine. Some that are back again include Janet Jackson, Radiohead, and The Zombies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.